The east side of Bristol Bay bustles the most in the busy summer season. Yes, there are thousands, probably close to 10,000, fishermen, cannery workers, and the rest who come through King Salmon to participate in the commercial fishery. But there are thousands more who come in to fish, hunt, and go see those world-famous brown bears at Brooks Falls and Katmai. Most of those who come to the region fall into pretty distinct categories, either being catered to by the all-inclusive sport fish lodges or air taxis who buzz them out to Brooks and back in a day. But Matt Norman is trying to carve out another niche in this industry. On the outdoor deck of the King Salmon Lodge on a recent August evening, just steps above the Naknek River, with a sow and two cubs rustling the bushes below, I spoke with Norman, who manages the lodge along with his wife Sandy. Norman's no newcomer to the region or the industry.
I started here in 1986 as a fishing guide with Mark Emery, and then I was partners in the King Co. for about 10 years, from 90 to 2000. And been doing other various projects on the West Coast. But when this lodge was empty for about 3 years and boarded up, and it just looked like a real, had like a lot of potential for what King Salmon could use.
What the area could use, Norman's banking on, is a nice place to stay, eat, and drink, paying a nightly rate to get out into the area for a variety of reasons.
High-end lodging for people going to Katmai, but we also set up guided fishing out of the lodge, and with that we use local guides. And we're also doing cooking classes this year with Chef Keller from Napa. And we're also focusing on photography with Mark Emery, who is one of the great local talents.
And so far, it's working. Tapping into a little of the various markets, the sport fishing, the bear viewing, hosting the corporate executives for the commercial canneries, more of whom show up during the season than Norman suspects the region knows about, plus hosting conferences like the upcoming meeting of all school superintendents in the state. These have kept the King Salmon Lodge profitable.
It takes several things to make something work out here. So if we relied just on sport fishing alone and tried to establish that business in 3 years, would have been tough. But to dabble in the sport fishing, dabble in the dining, and then, you know, and if we're lucky enough to pick up a contract here and there, like anybody out in the rural Alaska is, that's, you know, frosting on the cake. And it takes all three pieces of that to make this property work.
The week I spoke with Norman, the King Salmon Lodge was hosting a group of some 20 from the San Francisco Bay Area. They were doing a little fishing and sightseeing, but Norman says the wives gave another reason they were interested in the trip. That had to do with his chef, Joseph Keller. He's the brother of Chef Thomas Keller, who is arguably one of America's best and best-known chefs. Together, the Kellers run several famous restaurants such as Bouchon and the French Laundry, both in Napa Valley. The party from the Bay Area say there's a year-long wait list to get a table at French Laundry, so they opted to follow Chef Keller on his summer respite, where he agreed to teach cooking classes for the week they were in town. Chef Keller tells me he now looks forward to coming to his annual working vacation in King Salmon.
A little bit less in the limelight and out-of-the-way places. The lodge is a nice lodge. We're on the lake, I mean, on the river, so, you know, I mean, I don't think you can get a better setting for someone like me to present some, you know, some easy, simple, great food. And the people have been great, appreciative of it.
Of course, Keller says part of the joy for him is getting to put fresh wild Alaska salmon on the menu and on the table within hours that the fish came out of the river. Keller says that's a luxury few, if any, in the lower 48 get the chance to indulge. He says he's been a little surprised with what's proven to be the most popular way he serves it.
It's doing the crispy skin salmon. It seems to have hit a chord with everybody that's come in. And it's the way it's cooked, the skin comes out to be like a potato chip. And then you've got that beautiful King Salmon meat. And when you get that crunchy and that just flaky, creamy, it's absolutely wonderful. And we do it with a citrus bergamote, which is a kind of a citrus butter, if you will, light citrus butter. The people have flipped out over it.
Yes, a lodge like King Salmon is good for the local coffers. It brings in business and bed taxes and is building on the types and maybe numbers of tourists coming through the area. But there's another local advantage not lost on area residents. The restaurant and well-stocked bar in a scenic setting over the river are open to anybody every night of the week. Open May through the end of September, it's become the area's go-to fine dining spot and adds to an already decent list of other eateries. Matt Norman says he and Chef Keller work to keep the menu appealing to the local market.
and the ribs and the chicken parms, things like that. We have to have that. The smoked Gouda mac and cheese, those are all comfort food and priced in a nice price range where, you know, most people can afford it pretty much within reason. And that's the market in the spring and the fall. So you have to cater to the local market.
Norman and his wife are now into their third year running this lodge. They hope to show that there are more people in the country and in the world who want better options for traveling to and around Alaska's Bristol Bay. It's how to keep finding more of them that he's still trying to figure out.
It really is a conundrum at the end of the season. Say, where should we? We've got a couple thousand bucks to throw at a marketing idea. What should we do with it? You know, get it right, get a food article out of the Bay Area that featuring our chef, or should we advertise in a German bear magazine? Should we, you know, advertise in the Anchorage Daily News? I don't know.
He says one of the biggest hurdles they're up against is that it's still cheaper for a person in Anchorage to get to Maui than it is to get to King Salmon. For KDLG, I'm Dave Benninger.